我们先学习怎么用。
Ask, A-S-K, ask.
来表达请求某个人做某件事。然后我们要用动词。
Remind, R-E-M-I-N-D, remind.
提醒和。
Hope, H-O-P-E, hope.
希望做一些包含了宾语从句的句子。最后我们要学习怎么用立刻。
Right away, R-I-G-H-T, A-W-A-Y, right away.
现在我们来听这一刻的对话。内容是说亨利和凯特为了准备去野餐忙碌的情况。请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Did you listen to the weather report this morning?
Yes, I did. It will be cloudy in the afternoon. I hope that it won't rain.
Have you made the sandwiches yet?
No, I haven't. I'll start right away. Did you get the soft drinks?
Yes, I did. They are in the refrigerator.
Would you put the plastic knives and forks in the picnic basket? And don't forget the paper plates and napkins.
Oh, Nancy called a while ago. She told me that she would like to bring something for the picnic.
I'll call her right away and ask her to bring a bottle of wine.
现在我请两位英文老师用慢速度再把对话念一遍，请你注意听。
Did you listen to the weather report this morning?
Yes, I did. It will be cloudy in the afternoon. I hope that it won't rain.
Have you made the sandwiches yet?
No, I haven't. I'll start right away. Did you get the soft drinks?
Yes, I did. They are in the refrigerator.
Would you put plastic knives and forks in the picnic basket? And don't forget the paper plates and napkins.
Oh, Nancy called a while ago. She told me that she would like to bring something for the picnic.
I'll call her right away and ask her to bring a bottle of wine.
刚才那段对话里有些句子包含了我们今天要学的语法。现在我请英文老师再把这些句子念一遍给你听。
I hope that it won't rain. I'll start right away.
She told me that she would like to bring something for the picnic.
I'll call her right away and ask her to bring a bottle of wine.
首先我们学习怎么用
ask, A-S-K, ask,
来表达请求。下面老师给你念几个句子，说明凯特为了野餐会请亨利帮了什么忙。比方
Kate asked Henry to get the picnic basket ready.
凯特请亨利把野餐篮子准备好等等。每个句子老师念两遍。
Kate asked Henry to help.
Kate asked Henry to help.
Kate asked Henry to buy soft drinks.
Kate asked Henry to buy soft drinks.
Kate asked Henry to get the picnic basket ready.
Kate asked Henry to get the picnic basket ready.
Kate asked Henry to put napkins in the basket.
Kate asked Henry to put napkins in the basket.
下面我们来做一组代换练习，学习怎么说请求别人不要做什么事。比方凯特请南希不要预备吃的，不要做甜点，不要为了野餐而忙碌等等。练习的做法是由老师念一个陈述句，然后老师给你念一个词组，请你把这个词组代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，还是请你听正确答案。
Kate asked Nancy not to prepare food. Make dessert.
Kate asked Nancy not to make dessert.
Bring anything to eat.
Kate asked Nancy not to bring anything to eat.
Get busy for the picnic.
Kate asked Nancy not to get busy for the picnic.
Buy expensive wine for the picnic.
Kate asked Nancy not to buy expensive wine for the picnic.
下面一组练习是说到凯特为了准备野餐会，请亨利、南希和儿女们帮忙做的事情。比方他请珍妮做沙拉，请琳达装饰甜点等等。练习的做法是老师用
ask
提出一个问题，接着老师给你念一个词组，请你用这个词组来回答问题。下面就是一个例子。
What did Kate ask Henry to do? Go to the supermarket.
She asked him to go to the supermarket.
好，现在我们开始做练习。每做完一句，就请你听正确答案。
What did Kate ask Henry to do? Go to the supermarket.
She asked him to go to the supermarket.
What did Kate ask Jenny to do?Prepare salad.
She asked her to prepare salad.
What did Kate ask Linda to do? Decorate the dessert.
She asked her to decorate the dessert.
What did Kate ask Peter to do? Take out the garbage.
She asked him to take out the garbage.
What did Kate ask Nancy to do?Bring a bottle of wine.
She asked her to bring a bottle of wine.
除了动词
ask
以外，提醒
remind, R-E-M-I-N-D, remind
也可以跟我们刚才学的句型配合。比方，亨利提醒凯特听天气报告。这句话在英文里可以这样说。
Henry reminds Kate to listen to the weather report.
我们也可以把句子改成，亨利提醒凯特说，他应该听天气报告。那么英文就应该这样说。
Henry reminds Kate that she should listen to the weather report.
第二种说法就是用上了我们上一课学过的以连词
that
引导的宾语从句。现在我们来做一组练习，比较这两种说法。比方老师问你
Did Henry remind Kate to listen to the weather report?
你就用宾语从句肯定地回答说
Yes, he reminded her that she should listen to the weather report.
现在我们开始做练习
Did Henry remind Kate to listen to the weather report?
Yes, he reminded her that she should listen to the weather report.
Did he remind her to make sandwiches?
Yes, he reminded her that she should make sandwiches.
Did he remind her to call Nancy?
Yes, he reminded her that she should call Nancy.
Did Kate remind Henry to get the picnic basket ready?
Yes, she reminded him that he should get the picnic basket ready.
Did she remind him to get plastic knives and forks?
Yes, she reminded him that he should get plastic knives and forks.
Did she remind him to put paper plates in the basket?
Yes, she reminded him that he should put paper plates in the basket.
现在我们再来学习宾语从句。下面一组练习是把希望
Hope, H-O-P-E, hope
跟宾语从句配合起来。比方，我希望三明治好吃。英文可以这样说
I hope that the sandwiches are good.
现在我们以代换练习的方式学学这类句子。首先，老师念一个陈述句，然后老师念一个宾语从句，学生就把这个宾语从句代换到原来的句子里。这些句子的内容都是说凯特有什么愿望，比方他希望野餐的时候带的东西够大家吃，公园里不会太挤，那儿有野餐用的桌子、长凳子等等。请你在学生做练习的时候也一起做。
I hope that the weather will be nice. It won't rain.
I hope that it won't rain.
We have brought enough food.
I hope that we have brought enough food.
It won't be crowded in the park.
I hope that it won't be crowded in the park.
There are tables and benches in the park.
I hope that there are tables and benches in the park.
下面一组练习是由凯特说一句话，比方天色阴暗。
The weather is cloudy.
然后老师念一个宾语从句，比方快点晴朗起来。
It will clear up soon.
请你用
hope
跟宾语从句把凯特的愿望说出来。每做完一句，就请你听凯特念正确答案。
Nancy is not here yet.
She will be here soon.
Nancy is not here yet. I hope that she will be here soon. The weather is cloudy.
It will clear up soon.
The weather is cloudy. I hope that it will clear up soon. There is a lot of food.
You can eat more.
There is a lot of food. I hope that you can eat more. The park is crowded.
There are enough tables and benches.
The park is crowded. I hope that there are enough tables and benches.
下面我们来学习怎么用。
Right away. RIGHTAWAY.Right away.
这个词组可以用来表示马上或是立刻。比方凯特在去野餐之前提醒亨利说，你把野餐篮子拿到外面车上去了吗？
Have you taken the picnic basket out to the car yet?
亨利回答说，没有，我立刻拿出去。
No, I haven't. I'll take it out right away.
下面我们用这种方式做练习，练习的内容都是说到预备去野餐的事情。请你注意听亨利问问题，然后请你用
right away
回答。每做完一句，就请你听凯特念出正确答案。
Have you made sandwiches yet?
No, I haven't. I'll make them right away.
Have you told Jenny to prepare salad yet?
No, I haven't. I'll tell her right away.
Have you asked Linda to decorate the dessert yet?
No, I haven't. I'll ask her right away.
Have you called Nancy yet?
No, I haven't. I'll call her right away.
下面两个问题是由凯特提出来的，由亨利回答。还是请你跟刚才一样做练习。
Have you taken the picnic basket out to the car yet?
No, I haven't.I'll take it out right away.
Have you put the paper plates in the basket yet?
No, I haven't. I'll put them in right away.
首先我们还是听一段文章。内容是说亨利和凯特一家人约了南希和她的丈夫一起去野餐。两家人到附近一个公园，那儿有一条小河，大家坐在树荫底下吃饭聊天的情况。请你注意听。等一会儿老师会根据这段文章来问你几个问题。
Henry's family had a picnic over the weekend. They asked their friends, Nancy and her husband, to go with them. On Sunday morning, Henry's wife, Kate, got up early to prepare sandwiches for the picnic. She asked Henry to get some soft drinks. Henry told her that they were in the refrigerator.Then Kate asked him to get the picnic basket ready. She also reminded him that he should put paper plates and napkins in it. At 10 o'clock in the morning, Nancy called and told Henry that she would like to bring something to the picnic. Kate called her back and asked her to bring a bottle of wine. Nancy and her husband arrived at noon.The two families went to a nearby park. A small river runs through the park. There were tables and benches under the trees beside the river. The weather was cloudy, but it didn't rain. Everybody enjoyed the picnic, and it was a very relaxing Sunday afternoon.
刚才那段文章你听懂了吗？如果没有都听懂，等一会儿你还有机会听。现在我们先来听今天测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
Who went on the picnic over the weekend?
第二个问题是
What did they take to the picnic?
第三个问题是
What did they see in the park?
现在我们再听英文老师用慢速度把整段文章念一遍。
Henry's family had a picnic over the weekend. They asked their friends, Nancy and her husband, to go with them. On Sunday morning, Henry's wife, Kate, got up early to prepare sandwiches for the picnic. She asked Henry to get some soft drinks.Henry told her that they were in the refrigerator. Then Kate asked him to get the picnic basket ready. She also reminded him that he should put paper plates and napkins in it. At 10 o'clock in the morning, Nancy called and told Henry that she would like to bring something to the picnic.Kate called her back and asked her to bring a bottle of wine. Nancy and her husband arrived at noon. The two families went to a nearby park. A small river runs through the park. There were tables and benches under the trees beside the river. The weather was cloudy.But it didn't rain. Everybody enjoyed the picnic, and it was a very relaxing Sunday afternoon.
现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。每回答一个问题，就请你听老师念正确答案。第一个问题是
Who went on the picnic over the weekend?
Henry's family, Nancy and her husband, went on the picnic over the weekend.
第二个问题是
What did they take to the picnic?
They took sandwiches, soft drinks, paper plates, napkins, and a bottle of wine to the picnic.
第三个问题是
What did they see in the park?
They saw a river, trees, tables, and benches in the park.